Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." For most of my life, when I've heard that verse, I've heard it as a call from Jesus to get busy, to do. You know, the harvest is ready to be brought in. We need more laborers, so get to work. But that's not actually what Jesus says. He says, the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot to be harvested. Laborers are few. Okay, I got you. So maybe we need to work harder. He didn't say work harder. He says, pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. He calls on us to pray to God. Now, there is work to be done. I don't mean to minimize at all the need that we have, the call that we have as Christians, as followers of Jesus, to do. But I think we're getting here a hint about something very important. Again, I don't want to downplay what we're called to do. We have a lot to do, and it is important. We're called by Jesus to go out and make disciples. We're called to go serve those in need, no question. It's very important. But something more important than what we do is who we are. Because what we do won't matter forever. It won't last forever. But who you are, who's in here, is eternal. I'll tell a story on myself. I think I've told a version of it before, but to kind of illustrate the point, as most of you all know, when I first got out of college, I got a job teaching, high school and middle school, teaching computer science. And I followed a person who'd been there for more than 10 years, maybe 15 years, teaching computer science, and was all excited. And but it was obvious that it was time to bring it into a new era, a modern era of computer science. So I worked very hard to build up the program, worked on the curriculum, worked on all sorts of things to make it a great computer science program, a program that I could be proud of at our school. Well, after teaching for 3 or 4 years, I went off to seminary, and I found out, just, you know, I kept contact with friends at the school, that about a year after I left, all the things that I had implemented, all the lesson plans, all the tests that I had been, everything, none of it was being used. None of it. And I had spent all this time building up what I thought was a wonderful program. And the work was important. I think it was important. It was important to me. But in the end, what I did really didn't matter all that much. Now, the person who followed, I think, probably did a much better job than what I had done. He was more creative. He was wonderful. But I was crushed that all this that I had built up was for nothing, or so it seemed. But I think God was trying to teach me a lesson, and to teach us a lesson from this passage, something far more important than what we do and the things that we build, the things that we accomplish, is who we are. I've told this story before. It's connected to this, but again, I found out that everything I'd done had sort of been flushed down the toilet, and I think probably for the better. But I got a call from a student several years out who had graduated and gone to college, and he had an opportunity. He was a very strong student, a wonderful student, to have a former high school teacher come and spend time. He was at Furman University. He had won this award. To kind of come and experience Furman, and it was a time when he was going to be honored as a wonderful student. And I thought, yes, all the work that I did as a computer science teacher, it really did pay off. He obviously has followed in my computer science footsteps and has become a computer whiz. And so anyway, we had the conversation. So I said, you invited me to come. You must be a computer science student major. And he's like, no, I really am not interested in computer science at all. And so I thought, well, why did you choose me? And it was something totally unrelated to anything that I had set out to do. He learned a lesson about, I made him help a student who was struggling. I was desperate. The student needed help. And I said, look, you have got to help. And he didn't want to do that. But he realized later that was part of what he was called to do as a Christian, as a person who had been given the gift of this brain. Anyway, totally unintentional on my part. I was just desperate to get some help. I tell that story myself. Again, what we do, I'm not saying that what we do is unimportant. It is important. But of far greater importance, of eternal importance, is what's in here, who we are. Before Jesus said to his disciples, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers for the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Before he said that, we learned something about who Jesus is. Listen to this. This is up one or two verses. Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. It all started with what was on Jesus' heart. He looked out of the crowd. He saw that they were harassed and helpless. They needed help. And so it started from there. Then he said to his disciples, pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. For the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. We learn about who Jesus is. He is the one who cares about people, who cares especially about those who are harassed and helpless. And so the question I ask myself, I ask us tonight is, does that describe who we are? Are we a people who have compassion on those who are harassed and helpless? I believe that more important than what we do, as important as what we do is, more important is who we are, who we're called to be, what's in here. I want to be like Jesus, caring about those crowds, allowing my heart then to lead me to pray for laborers to go out into the harvest. Tonight's an opportunity to look in here and say, am I like Jesus? Do I care for the harassed and the helpless? And to ask, Lord Jesus, make me like you, that I might be led by your compassion to pray as you bid me to pray. As Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every disease and every infirmity, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his harvest. Let's pray. Lord Christ, in your holy word, we see just a little glimpse of who you are tonight. That you care for the harassed and helpless. Lord Christ, we open up our hearts to you tonight. And we ask that question, are we like you? I pray, Lord, for the gift of your Holy Spirit, that you would make us like you. So that all that we do and all that we say would flow out of who we are. That we would, like you, have compassion for those who are helpless and harassed. And would be led to pray to your Lord and Father to send out laborers into this harvest. We ask these things expectantly, for we ask them in your precious and powerful name. Amen.